DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
In the year 2003, one of the most epic shows in radio history was born. DJ Gower hosting the Best in Show on a small community radio station in Chico, California. Word spread quickly about this epic show, and soon he decided to take someone under his wing to mentor a student, DJ Matador. With this came the advent of the show Mayhem in the AM, a show featuring mainly punk rock music. The Best in Show thrived on 90.1 FM and soon became one of the most popular shows on the FM dial. As the good DJ Matador's Mayhem in the AM, featuring mainly punk rock music, DJ Gower's infamous vault is still a legend of the 530 area code. These two juggernaut shows dominated the midnight to two time slot on Monday and Tuesday nights. Unfortunately, it all came to an end when DJ Gower moved out of the area, leaving the Best in Show done for. In DJ Gower's legendary last show, he went all night long with one of the most epic broadcasts ever. DJ Matador's last show included drinking and cussing. It didn't go over too well with the staff, and he'll never be allowed on the radio again. But now, after a 7-year hiatus, they're back. DJ Matador and DJ Gower, rhyme and treason. Cussing and drinking are acceptable.
Episode 2 of Rhyme and Treason coming at you right now.
End of the Earth Day edition.
Hell yeah, man. Gotta love it.
Coming to you live and direct from the Chico location.
Exactly. Gower made the trek. It's badass.
One of our many underground broadcasting spots here for Rhyme and Treason Radio.
It only took 3 hours for us to start this time.
I think it was closer to 4, just simply due to the barbecuing in between. But
it's a new record. Come on.
Yeah, it is a new record. Less than 8 hours is, you know, pretty good, I think.
Yeah, we had some mic complications. Had to go to Logan's house to get the mic cord and another mic.
It
didn't work properly, so what the fuck? Here we are.
What the fuck is right? You know, we got an Earth Day coming up here on the 22nd of April. And I think we should focus today's episode mostly on that topic. What do you think?
Yeah, recycling sucks. Yeah. 2012, end of the world, it's on its way. I don't think so, but some people do. We'll talk about that.
I don't know about recycling sucks, but you know, I think you should be a little bit more focused.
I think it's a scam, man. It's a waste of your day off.
You know what's a great way to recycle? Listen to old records and page.
Good advice. I like it.
I guess that's reusing. But that's one of the 3 R's, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. See, look, you learned something here today on Rhyme and Treason.
We got some Austrian Death Machine in the background.
That's right. For no good reason other than probably the most brutal hardcore thing we could find to open the show with.
Well, California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger featured as the topic of many of the songs of Austrian Death Machine. He's a green son of a bitch. He'll cut education, but global warming his top priority.
That's right. As long as our, if our kids can't add to 25, what does it matter? They're not going to live to see it.
Exactly. The carbon monoxide fumes will get them. So drive a hybrid and all that jazz. Earth Day.
Oh, speaking of driving a hybrid, you know what really pissed me off? I read about James Cameron, that douchebag that made that Avatar movie. That stupid hippie bastard. He had never actually done anything good with his life until the other day he went to Brazil and suddenly he's like walking with the Amazonians.
Titanic also sucked.
Yes. So on that note, we're going to leave you with a short commercial break and Rhyme and Treason will be right back.
Like coffee, real coffee from the hills of Colombia. The Dunkin' Hills over you from a dozen deaths. A cup of lemon bread, pretending for a cup. Watermelon bread, Ethiopia. French vanilla lost, pretending for a cup. For ultimate flavor, you're gonna get some now. And scream for the cream.
Yeah, a little Death Clock right there.
Yeah, that's right. Our cartoon corporate sponsorship right there. Death Clock.
Gower is currently outside smoking while I'm in the laundry room slash bar.
That's what she said.
From the Chico Studios. Got a little Back in 94 Chappelle show going on in the background.
With the Blackberry Pages.
So yeah, end of the world, month away, Earth Day. 3 days away, 4 days away.
What, the end of the Earth?
Or Earth Day.
Oh, Earth Day, yeah.
Where the celebration of the Earth begins.
Wow, that was pretty... I think that was the most hippie thing you've ever said, Grant.
Don't worry, we'll have an anti-hippie block along with an anti-vegetarian block and an anti-Earth block.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think we're going to kick it off with the anti-Earth block. We're going to give you a little... hybrid, as we do here on Rhyme and Treason, a little punk, a little funk, a little something in between. What do you think we should kick it off with, Grant?
Bad Religion, let's do it.
The Flat Earth Society.
Determination. Sky is purple. People you are after are the people you depend on. We cook your meals, we haul your trash, we connect your calls, we drive your ambulances, we guard you while you sleep.
Some weird trippiness.
DJ Shadow coming out of Davis.
Some end of the earth stuff, I guess. Yeah, so this is my sixth beer. Alaskan Amber and Dos Equis.
Oh, and for those of you that don't know, DJ Shadow is what's going on behind us as we speak.
But the Shadow.
Before that was a little bit of Beck with some earthquake weather. And,
Gorillas
with Oh Green World.
Fab Religion kicking things off. So we're here in Chico. It's almost 8 o'clock. When did you get here? 12:45?
Something like that, yeah. Almost 1 o'clock.
We're like maybe 20 minutes into the show.
It's brilliant.
Computers are fucking us again.
It's a new record, though. We only had like 7 malfunctions this time as opposed to like 27 last time.
Sweet. So we're going to do all...
I actually think I've had more beers than malfunctions today.
Definitely. So that's good. A lot more beers. So we're going to play some Guttermouth right now, pick things up a bit.
Yeah, let's kick them in the teeth. But, you know, don't shy away, kiddies. We got all sorts of stuff coming at you today. We got some Ben Harper, some Dave Matthews, all sorts of stuff coming at you. So
and the Vandals.
Stay tuned to Rhyme.
And Treason.
Your things, you're coming with me. When the world ends, you tuckle up yourself with me and watch it as the stars disappear to nothing. The day the world is over, oh, we'll be lying in bed and I'm gonna rock you like a baby. When the cities fall, rise as the buildings crumble, float there and watch it all amidst the burning. We'll be churning, our love will be our wings, passion rising up from the ashes. When the world ends, when the world ends, you're gonna come with me. We're gonna be crazy like a river bends, y'all. We're gonna float through the crisscross of the mountains, watch them fade to nothing. When the world ends, you know, that's what's happening now. And I'm gonna be there with you somehow. Oh, we're gonna tie you up like a baby in a carriage car. Your legs don't work cause you want me, so you just lie spread to the wall. The love you got is solid, all the love I would ever need. I'm gonna take you by my side and love you tall till the world ends, yeah. But don't you worry about a thing, no, cause I got you here with me. Floating through the empty, empty, just you and me. Oh, grace says, oh, grace. Ah, when the world ends, we'll be burning warm. When the world ends, yeah, we'll be sweet, making love. Oh, you know, when the world ends, I'm gonna take you aside and say, let's watch it fade away, fade away. Oh, the world's done, has just begun, it's done, has just begun. We're gonna dive into the emptiness, we're swimming. I'm gonna walk you through the the pathless roads. I'm gonna take you to the top of the mountain that's no longer there. Oh, I'm gonna take you to bed and love you, I swear. This life, the end is near. Oh, I'm gonna take you up to, well, I'm gonna take it down on you. And I'm gonna hold you like an angel, angel. I'm gonna love you, I'm gonna love you when the world ends, y'all. I'm gonna hold you when the world is over. We'll just be beginning, yeah. We're just starting out when the world ends. You and me, we'll just be beginning out. Oh, you know when the world ends, yeah. You and me, we'll be beginning. We started out when the world ends. Oh, love, 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 love. When the world ends. Love, 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 love. When the world ends, you know. That's what's happening now. Thank you.
Now that it's rocking, so I don't take just go home. I follow my Ice age heat wave can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you've still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day. Work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Oh, floating on, maybe would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe would you understand?
When 900 years old you reach, look as good you or not.
The days get shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Walk a little farther to another plan. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know you're starting over, it's not what life's about. But my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.
You must be out of your goddamn mind. Joe Louis, the greatest boxer ever lived. I'll be with you guard in a minute. He was bad at Captain Clay. He bad at Sugar Ray. He bad at now who that you, the new boy got? Mike Tyson look like a bulldog. He bad at him too. He can whip Mike Tyson's ass. He whip all their ass.
What about Rocky Marciano?
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Every time I start talking about boxing, a white man got to pull Rocky Marciano out their ass. That's the one. That's the one. Rocky Marciano. Rocky Marciano. Let me tell you something once for all. Rocky Marciano was good. But compared to Joe Louis, Rocky Marciano ain't shit.
Get Joe Louis' ass.
That's right, he did whoop your little ass. Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whooped.
Joe Louis had come out of retirement to fight Rocky Mafia. The man was 76 years old. Joe Louis always lied about his age. He lied about his age all the time. One time Frank Stocks comes out here and sat down in his chair. I said, Frank, you hang out with Joe Louis just between me and you. How old is Joe Louis? You know what Frank told me? He said, hey, Joe Louis 137 years old. 137 years old. Fuck you! Fuck you and fuck you!
Some Roseanne action in the background.
Oh yeah, cause
some good shit.
Cause nothing says white trash Americana like some Roseanne.
It doesn't get more white trash than that.
Kind of like Guttermouth there, leading off that set with "I'm Destroying the World," living the white trash lifestyle, just doing whatever they want, throwing shit out of the SUV window and whatnot, have you. So that was pretty solid. So we followed that one up with a little Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds doing "When the World Ends." I know that was probably one of your favorites of the night so far, right, Grant?
Not as good as Gogol Bordello after that.
Thick Local. Fuck Global was the track.
Op Ivy.
Yeah, that's right. Operation Ivy there with some Artificial Life for all you vegans.
Modest Mouth.
Doing the World at Large. They saw the Ice Age coming, epic.
I guess it was.
Well, according to the music, at least.
Rhyme and Treason, sponsored by the NFL. Maybe not.
Rhyme and Treason Radio. If you want to make fun of us, we're out there on Facebook, Rhyme and Treason Radio. We're also, hit us on the email.
Email, send that shit.
Yeah. We'd love to hear your complaints. Rhyme and Treason Radio at Gmail.
It takes 12 hours for us to do 2 hours, so...
Yeah, it's arduous at best.
Yeah.
It's almost, let's see here, 11:15.
On the actual radio. That's what I want to know.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because the difference between being on the actual radio and doing this internet podcast thing is just out of control. It's totally different. I mean, it's so hard to get into your groove, get into the sink of things. It's like,
I know.
It's like trying to learn Chinese. So, here you go. Fuck vegans.
Logan, you know we love you.
How does it make you feel? doesn't make you feel. So take a life with just one meal to feel. Two drumsticks and a breath to just believe it's so depressed and I'm a stress.
You know what I love about tacos?
What's that? Everything.
Do tacos get any more kick butt than this?
Oh, they're about to, all right. New at Taco Town. We take a crunchy all-beef taco, smother it in nacho cheese, lettuce, tomato, and our special Southwestern sauce. Then we wrap it in a soft flour tortilla with a layer of refried beans in between.
Sweet.
Then we wrap that in a savory corn tortilla with a middle layer of Monterey Jack cheese.
Awesome.
And it gets even awesomer when we take a deep-fried gordita shell, smear on a layer of our special guacamolito sauce, and wrap that around the outside.
This is pretty big.
It gets bigger because we bake it in a corn husk filled with pico de gallo, then wrap that in an authentic Parisian crepe filled with egg, Gruyere, merguez sausage, and portobello mushrooms.
Can I eat it now?
Sure. But not before we take the whole thing and wrap that in a Chicago-style deep-dish meat lover's pizza.
Pizza? Now that's what I call a taco.
Well, it's not a Taco Town taco until we roll it up in a blueberry pancake, dip it in batter, and deep-fry it until it's golden brown. Then we serve it all in a commemorative tote bag filled with spicy vegetarian chili. It's 15 great tastes all rolled into one.
Taco Town!
The new Pizza Crepe Taco Pancake Chili Bag. Only at Taco Town.
Taco Town!
Yeah.
Stone. You better lock me like it's gonna be the last time. And tell the
Yeah, a little Jimi Hendrix action right now. It's pretty random. Some earth blues.
Well, our show is pretty fucking random.
Yeah, it is a struggle every time.
I gotta say, it's pretty hard for it to not be random when it takes us like 12 hours to make like an hour long radio show.
Jesus.
Anyway, I know we keep talking about it, but that's just because that's how fucking ridiculous it is. I swear to God.
It has to be brought up. Little vandals you just heard.
Some
No Effects vegetarian.
Yeah, and we tried to do you a favor there and cut out like the first like 12 and a half minutes of the acoustic solo, like Fat Mike intro on that one.
That was classic.
Yeah, classically lame.
Stupid fucking vegan, the queers kicking it off. Gotta love that.
You know, I live next to like this natural foods co-op, and I gotta say, I fucking hate vegans. Learn to drive.
You're anti-vegan. For
Christ's sake. If you're gonna buy a Subaru, learn what you're gonna do with it.
It's the most popular vehicle in Oregon, that's for sure.
Yeah, because they're vegans.
Speaking of Oregon, Zach, you might hear this someday. We're gonna play some Sepultura. You texted me, our one fan
from Oregon,
living in Oregon. That's right.
Well, I think we have two fans, but only one of them knows about us.
Anyway, it's a 12:45. Still at it.
Segment like 4.
We're on 51 minutes.
Awful. Awful progress.
Technical difficulties are kicking our ass. Computers. So, fuck.
Yeah, I think we should just shut the fuck up and go back to playing some music.
Good call. Take the helm.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take over this ship here after that little punk rock vegan block. We're going to ease you up a little bit. We're going to give you a little modern rock with some Muse, and then we're going to follow that up with a little what do we got lined up after that, Grant? Looks like we got some Ben Harper coming up.
Ben Harper.
That. Welcome
slow
to the
on the draw.
World.
Rhyme and Treason. Holy shit.
We're amateurs. Here's Muse.
Thank you. hope you find your way. Welcome to the cruel world. Hope you find. Oh, it's a world. Try to enjoy your stay. Yes, it is a world. When you're trying to get by. It's a cruel world. When you're trying, when you've seen the look in their eye, makes life hard to live. But I'm so, so scared to die. Welcome. Welcome. I hope you find your way.
Intergalactic planetary, big planetary, intergalactic, intergalactic planetary, big planetary, intergalactic, intergalactic planetary, big planetary, intergalactic,
intergalactic. Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a plane.
Oh. Yes! That's awesome! What? You just took one in the jugular, man! Whoa! Yes!
I often go to sleep and dream of waking up in a world where everything is covered in semen.
I mean, who doesn't?
It'd be nice.
Like the crime scene today. Yeah. If the man had ejaculated and then punched you in the face, we'd have a real good shot at catching him.
No way.
Just punch in the face, no semen.
Yeah, no semen.
Story of my life.
Oh.
Michael's he's 6 months in. He's young, but the force is strong with this one.
Learning you are, young Petula. Thank you.
That's Yoda.
You familiar with Yoda?
Yeah. From Attack of the Clones.
We have a 245 at East 24 Montgomery, Bailey's Bar and Grill.
Oh, 98 on it. Me, Michaels, you always take a call at a bar because, better or worse, you get a beer out of it.
Wow, pretty sweet, huh? True that.
Hey, McLovin, we got a situation at Bailey's, so we'll drop you off after, all right?
Actually, I kind of have to be somewhere.
Sweet.
Like
that. Sweet.
That calls for Danny Bond Grill, Warp 10. Engage.
intergalactic planetary, intergalactic planetary.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Centerfold Retoucher.
Mr. Centerfold Retoucher.
Your incredible talent takes gorgeous women and somehow makes them gorgeouser.
A mucho gorgeoso.
Breasts bigger, moles smaller, mustaches gone.
You're a star.
Thanks to you, hot wax is a thing of the past, and working out is for suckers.
Ancient history.
Any artist can say their work is in a gallery, but how many can say their work is stuffed under mattresses around the world?
You're gonna go blind.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Da Vinci of the derriere, because thanks to you, we can enjoy real beauty the way we like it. Completely fake. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch.
Dr. Rastafari. When you hear me say me son of a Dr. Rastafari. Hold on. When you hear me say Rastafari, I'm going to use this decent language. I always remember for the word Rastafari. And I check my curve on it. I'm going to block my type of seat. So I'm going to say Rastafari. Well, the fire is for the purification. How can you fight against fire? You know, you wake up in the morning, you want a cup of tea. Fire, don't you? In the evening, you want some food that's still fire. So I'm going to say my bun car and someone to talk about. Oh, you say bun car and you drive car. You don't understand what I mean, I don't overstand. I'm going to say my bun car, I mean, so you mustn't put car in front of humanity. That means you must see your brothers and your sister before you see car. Because people is more valuable than material. But if you're going like you want complicated or being ridiculous with like a mental capacity, I'm going to make you know you want me to get even with the fire. Well, any time I go into my car and I drive car, I have to burn it. I remember when I press gas, I burn me, I burn gas. You know that. When I press my brake, I burn me, I burn brake. Also, when I turn on the ignition, you know how much fire that's in my engine. If I need some music and turn on the stereo, fire, give me that. But what's the bigger judgment? If I need some cool air conditioner, fire generate that also. So always remember that the fire is the main source of life. Me a pass church and hear them the bus. Keep the fire burning, hear them again. A little more oil in my lamp, keep it burning. Hear them, God now come back with no water, bring soul out fire. No, the fuck no confused about fire. The fire is for the purification. You don't want to know something, the herb heal. But it's still the fire to burn the herb so the herb could not be able to heal. Watch out again, the water cleanse. But that's still the fire to burn the water and purify the water so the water could not be able to cleanse. And the man would have no fire dead. Holy Emmanuel life.
mysterious and misunderstood places on the face of the earth. In an area that has stirred the imagination of man for centuries. Those who know about it have names for this area. The Graveyard of the Lost, the Hoodoo Sea, and the Fatal Twilight Zone, among others. But for most, there's only one name, and it spells intrigue to all who hear it. They call this the Bermuda Triangle.
Some Sepultura action for Zach. You requested it. We fulfilled it.
Yeah. I think it's the nicest thing I've ever done for an Oregonian.
Rhyme and Treason, episode 2. We're just about there, man. It's been an epic struggle to fucking get this shit working right. But
another 12-hour, hour-and-a-half show.
20 beers, and it's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, bottom line is I have a decent buzz, so it's nice.
So we're not as frustrated as we would have been, but
Yeah, no, I think if we hadn't have been drinking, I don't think this episode would have ever made the air, because we would have probably broken the equipment.
Smash something. So, keeping with the hardcore theme, we're going to play some Slayer right now. Here's some Slayer.
Why are we going to do that? We just played like Sepultura. We don't need to, we don't need to go any more hardcore than that, I don't think.
I don't know.
What? I don't know. Like, see, that's the difference. Like, when we're live on the air, we could actually, like, give it out to you guys and be like, hey, why don't you guys call and let us know.
We don't even know what we're playing.
If you know me and know that I'm recording this into a computer right now, then you probably aren't going to call me to request a song. So, I guess, Grant, you get your wish.
All right. Yeah, I'm just at a loss of what to play.
So yeah, so I guess that about sums it up for this episode of Rhyme and Treason Radio.
Episode 2 in the books.
The end of the Earth Day episode almost caused us to end our life. It was so friggin' stressful.
It was quite a battle, but we pulled it off somehow. DJ Matador, DJ Gower, Rhyme and Treason, signing off.
Once again, you can reach us at Facebook at Rhyme and Treason Radio, and you can email us at rhymeandtreasonradio@gmail.com.
Up out of there.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh shit, you done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect, I paint a perfect picture. Bomber hoochies with precision. My intentions took you with you with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie, use a cold ass nigga on them all.
Show enough, I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. Free two pockets, all this on the nigga's mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'ma get smart and get defensive and shit, and put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a slate, two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown, the shit's about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion, I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you're savage, they out to get the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living last.
I got a pit named P, she niggerina. I got a house out in the hills, right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Riga. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfuck the rest. Two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas been dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony, I never stop bailing needs. Motherfucking G's, if you got a better floor, another woman. Two of America's most wanted.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
This is a public service announcement brought to you in part by Slim Shady. The views and events expressed here are totally fucked and are not necessarily the views of anyone. However, the events and suggestions that appear on this album are not to be taken lightly. Children should not partake in the listening of this album with laces in their shoes. Slim Shady is not responsible for your actions. Upon purchasing this album, you have agreed not to try this at home.
Anything else?
Yeah. Don't do drugs.
As for me, I'm sitting here completely naked after my bath. I'm just going to enjoy this waterlogged steak. After that, I'm going to polish off an entire bottle of vodka in less than 20 minutes, and then hit the town and punch out street lamps with a bat. I'm going to hopefully sleep with the first person I meet. I hope you do the same, even if you're a child or a recovering alcoholic or an elderly person. You got to live life, huh? That sound good? Great. Now you do me a favor. You stay classy and give me a call sometime. I'm at 646-424-9166. Hope to talk to you real soon. Goodbye. Is that Baxter? Baxter! Oh, that's not Baxter. Oh, sweet Jack Lord's hair! That's a mastiff! Well, I have to remember to close the front door when I bathe. Oh, that definitely is a mastiff! Lord, heaven help me! It's a monster! Oh, get down from me! Oh, thank you for listening to my album! Come on, help me! Get this bastard off me! Oh, my God! Help me! So powerful! So strong! The jaws are strong! They're really strong! Oh, it's a beautiful creature, even though it's dripping into my flesh! Help me! Paul! Paul! Get one of my golf clubs! Start beating it over the head! Help me! I'm losing consciousness! Someone help me! Oh, Mastiff!